Delta County Commissioner Mark Rober is a new member of the Gunnison Basin Roundtable, one of nine roundtables in the state. Reporting to the Colorado Water Conservation Board, the roundtables were created 8 years ago. Their purpose is to facilitate discussions on water management issues and encourage locally driven collaborative solutions. They are intentionally diverse and inclusive.
There's 31 people on the roundtable. Represent counties, agricultural interests, municipalities, represent municipality industrial water, recreation water, environmental water. You've got everybody that you could think of is represented there.
This group is scheduled to debate a document that sets forth principles for the Colorado Water Plan, starting with an affirmation of the power of local governments.
Well, number one is real important. The solutions in the Colorado Water Plan to supply water for growth and development in one part of the state should not override land use plans and regulations adopted by local governments in part of the state from which water will be taken.
The conflict over water between the eastern and western slopes of the state has persisted over the past 80 years, and Coloradans don't hold the only claims to the state's water. There are 9 interstate water pacts, and Colorado rivers feed 18 downstream states plus Mexico. As population increases and critical water shortages loom, Rober is adamant that ranching shouldn't be sacrificed in times of water scarcity.
There's always talk out there that this crop is more valuable than this crop, therefore this crop deserves the water. It comes up even locally, you know, and whenever you start prioritizing of who is more important than somebody else, regardless of water rights, because the state was founded on water right, it's a scary thought, because then everything becomes a public trust, and then you'd have no rights that maybe your families or whatever have had for over 100 years.
Rober's family has been ranching in the North Fork for generations, enduring the severe droughts of 1934, 1954, 1977, 2002, and 2012. He predicts that Western Slope water users will stand together and, if need be, defend their water rights.
I think we will have to assert ourselves in just saying no, and that I'm not going to give anything up without it going to court.
The Gunnison Basin Roundtable meets Monday, September 9th at the Holiday Inn in Montrose at 4 p.m. For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.